ship. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. We feel like saying hello, hello, hello.
I'm Mike.
And I'm.
While strolling down the street, we walk and talk, but didn't watch our feet. A cold hole, it was open. We fell right in that hole. We sued, but all we got was 30 days for stealing coal. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. You'll have to sip your rations. Hello, hello, hello. Cherubuckin',
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 Cherubuckin'.
I'm Mike.
I'm I.
We filed our income tax, and then it's where they pulled such funny cracks. They asked us what's a post office. We answered there and then. That's a place a Scotchman goes to fill his fountain pen. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Fish don't put fire. Hello, hello, hello. Cherubuckin, 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 Cherubuckin.
I'm Mike.
And I.
And just the other night, right near from here, we saw a funny sight. A couple, they were dispossessed. The wife stood there in tears. It was the first time they've been out together in 20 years. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. You can't milk a herring. Hello, hello, hello. Cherubuckin, 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 Cherubuckin.
I'm Mike.
And I.
Last night when we came home, oh boy, oh joy, we found our wives alone. We put our arms around their waist, but they looked the other way. We almost fainted when they yelled, we don't want ice today. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Don't kiss the wildcat. Hello, hello, hello.
Oh yeah, scratchy end to that record, as often is the case with stuff here on the Antique Phonograph Music Program. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here I am, your host, Mac, in the studio, bringing you another hour, another Victrola hour. It's me and the Victrola here in the studio. I've got a pile of shellac I'm bringing to ya, and playing you some old favorites. And old non-favorites, and old records you've never heard before, and some I've never heard before, because, you know, this ain't like Top 40 radio where you're hearing the same records over and over again. You know, mix it up here on WFMU. Sure, you'll hear the things you heard before, but lots of new old stuff. We start off with the vaudevillian duet Lewis and Doty, there with a 1922 records entitled, as you probably would have guessed, Hello, Hello, Hello. So hello, and a show of records this week. A bit of a mention for my show from last week to those of you who listened. I got a few comments from some people who were listening to say, wow, that was a crazy recording you played last week of all those records. And maybe I should have taken a picture or said something, but I was actually doing that show live with three machines and about 25 laughing and comedy records, all layered on top of each other, and sometimes on all three at once, sometimes one, sometimes two, back and forth. But it was a live mix of laughing records is what it was. And it's something I'd wanted to do for a long time, and April 1st seemed like the perfect time to be doing it. So, hope you have a good sense of humor, because you'll need that for the Antique Phonograph Music Program. All right, but continuing now with some more upbeat records. And first we're going to hear now from Markell's Orchestra. Did a lot of good jazzy records on the OK label. Here's one from 1922 entitled Truly. Nice upbeat number. Oh, I hope you're all foxtrotting across your living room when that's playing. That would be the appropriate reaction. Yeah, for sure. Oh, let's keep these upbeat records going. We're going to do a harmony record now. This one's got a partial crack. You know, a lot of these records have a core and then the shellac on both sides. So sometimes they can start to crack on one side, and that's what's happening on this, the one side I'm going to play, actually. Probably hear a little bit of tick in the beginning, then it'll dissipate and disappear by the time we get to the end of the record. You know, keep it around for a while. No need to junk it so quick. Who cares about a few tick, 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 ticks in the record? Because our filters are pretty high. We hear past the surface noise directly to the music. Surface noise to us is like, it's like, a fine accompaniment to a cheese platter. It's just all part. It's the aroma before you get to the flavor. Yeah. Okay. Continuing now with the Carlson Terrace Orchestra on the Harmony label from 1925. Here's a tune entitled A Cup of Coffee, A Sandwich, and You. What could be better? Right. Those Harmony records always sound great. Really did not hear that little lam crack, as they call, lamination crack in this record at all. It really was smooth right over it. Yeah, these Harmony records were made at a time when Columbia had just built a brand new state-of-the-art acoustic recording studio, and then suddenly electricity came along. And they decide, well, we're not going to just abandon acoustic because we just built this studio. We'll make our electric records, but let's keep this studio going under a while. And they record records under the Harmony label, and some of the best sounding acoustic records from that period are on that label for sure. Okay. Well, you know, we just played a Harmony record, like I say, and that was the name of the label. But there was actually another Harmony label which came about in the aughts. You know, prior to about 1920, the patents for recording technology were mostly shared by Victor, Columbia, and Edison. And it was very hard for any other labels to put out records. Those patents started to expire around 1919, and so everyone started to enter the fray of recording and releasing records. But there are all sorts of ways they tried to get around it in the early days. And one was Harmony, where they actually, instead of making the same size spindle hole like every other record, they made a larger one and had a certain machine that only played it. So that was like their way of trying to get around it. I have some inserts for putting inside the record to make it a little more centered, which I neglected to bring with me today. So I'm just sort of doing my best to center it on this early Harmony record. This one's from about 1906, 1907. And this is the popular song, Any Rags, played by the Harmony Band, you know, the house band. Also, you got to think of it in terms of those days. A lot of times, it wasn't really important who the artist was. The song was what was important. Of course, that was changing at this time with artists like Caruso, who made a big mark. And, yeah. Okay, well, let's hear this. Nice generic recording there by the Harmony Band. Right. Very nice. Okay. Continuing now to Mr. Billy Jones and Ernest Hare, known for their individual recordings and together as the Happiness Boys. And we're going to hear now a Columbia record from 1924 entitled Skinnamarinkarinkaree. Woohoo! I just like to say that. Skinnamarinkarinkaree. Maybe you'll be singing this all day tomorrow on the subway. Instead of having that boom, tss, boom, tss, boom, tss, boom, tss, boom, tss, coming out of your headphones, you'll have skinnamarinkarinkaree, skinnamarinkaree. Maybe.
Dinky, dinky, alley-oo, walk upon the phone to you.
say we had a thingy too. It's a crazy little thing, it's a crazy little thing. Just the kind of a song you find a sailor like to sing. Dinnamarink-a-rink-a-ring, oh, dinnamarink-a-ring. Dinnamarink-a-rink-a-ring, this is the life for me. I know a queen in Argentina, as sweet as she can be. But I'll never marry her, I vow. She's married to seven sailors now. Dinnamarink-a-rink-a-ring, oh, dinnamarink-a-ring. Dinnamarink-a-rink-a-ring, oh, dinnamarink-a-ring. Dinnamarink-a-rink-a-ring, this is the life for me. I know a dog who loves his job and helps his family. And many a man who's got a wife is dying to lead a sailor's life.
Okay, bit of a noisy surface there. A lot of times these Columbia flag labels can sound pretty good. But, yeah, in this case it's a little noisy. Typical tune, try to hook them with your melody. If not, throw a little hornpipe rag in there and get that going. Maybe a little shave and a haircut, two bits. Anything you can do to hook them, hook them. Okay. Well, our next record is by two ladies known as the Duncan Sisters. Here they are on a 1923 Victor record. Let's listen in on the music lesson.
Learning lessons of rules, reading.
All right. They've always just got such great personalities shining through on their records. Those Duncan sisters. Made famous for their appearance as Topsy and Eva. And their vaudeville act. And definitely went on to do some film work. Good information about them these days on the internet. Wasn't so much years ago when I first started finding their records. And yeah, it's good to be able to have access to a lot of good information about these artists. If you put in the Duncan sisters, you could actually see some fantastic pictures of them too. In their little girl clothes, because they were totally like little girl things. And some politically incorrect ones, with one of them in blackface. But, you know, that's what they did in those days. Mm-hmm. Okay. Continuing now with another artist you may know. Mr. Henry Burr was one of the biggest recording artists of the aughts. That was the period from 1900 to 1910. And here he is on a Columbia record from 1911. It's a romantic song, When the Nightingale is Singing in the Moonlight. I mean, it's just such an evocative title, right? Wouldn't you like to be close with someone? Maybe spooning while the nightingale is singing in the moonlight. Oh, and I believe he meant it too. He wasn't just giving lip service. I think he really did want to meet her when the nightingale is singing in the moonlight. I mean, come on. Anybody with a romantic bone in their body would like to meet somebody when the nightingale is singing in the moonlight. I mean, come on. You can deny it all you want, but I know you would like to meet somebody when the nightingale is singing in the moonlight. It's okay. It's just between us. I won't blow your cool exterior and let everyone know that you actually get a little soft when thinking about the nightingale singing in the moonlight. I'll admit it. Okay? I'll admit it. Okay. Let's move on to another ballady singer, Mr. Charles Harrison. And this one is kind of apt for today. A song that was made big, definitely by Al Jolson. But like a lot of songs of the period, many people passed it around. And here is Charles Harrison's 1922 Victor version of April Showers.
Life is not a highway strewn with love, till it holds a goodly share of bliss. When the sun gives way to April showers, here's a point that should never miss. Though April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May. So if it's raining, have no regret, because it is in rain, you know, it's raining violets, and where you see clouds upon the hill, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for his song.
There you go. A lovely little pop tune. That's one of those songs that kind of remained in the minds of people. You'd hear that from time to time in commercial jingles or maybe, I don't know, quoted, musically quoted here and there. Definitely Bugs Bunny cartoons had it in there. Yeah. All right. Continuing. Seem to be having this moonlight theme going on because the next record I chose is a duet by Corrine Morgan and Frank C. Stanley on a Columbia record. It's an early one from about 1906. And it's entitled, The Moon Has Its Eyes on You. Right. Another sweet ballad. Oh, God, I'm getting a headache from these sweet ballads. I'm going to change it up a little bit now, I think. Oh, maybe. I think I have one more, maybe. What do we got next? Oh, yeah. The Avalonians on the Bell label. Didn't have a lot of records on it. Again, this is the patents are up. All these companies are starting to make records now. And Bell is among them. Some of them had their own studios. Others would be borrowing time from other established studios to put out their own records. However it was, though, the floodgates were open. And this is a record entitled... What do you do Sunday, Mary? Well, if you're in the New York area this Sunday, Mary, you may want to go to the event called the Mechanical Music Extravaganza, which takes place in Wayne, New Jersey. It is a giant exhibition of crank-up gramophones, phonographs, records, and the accompanying ephemera. You can find all sorts of parts and needles and lots of men looking at the stuff. And there'll be the occasional woman there, Mary. But I'm telling you, Mary, if you wanna, if you're interested in a record dude, you're gonna have your choice at this event, because dudes there will be like, well, here's a, I'm looking for a 1922 copy of Lewis and Doty. And whoa, what's a girl doing here? A real girl is here looking at a 78? Let me get my Vitalis and comb my hair. Oh, well, there's enough Vitalis in there from last week. That's okay. Let me just fix that up there. Well, hello. Have you seen a copy of Lewis and Doty on a Columbia record from 1920? You don't know that record. Oh, it's delightful. Maybe you'd like to come over to my basement sometime and you can hear that record and you can meet my cat and my mother. And maybe I can play you another record if you'll come over. Maybe. Well, I don't think the interaction was exactly like that. And I'm being a little silly. But the point is, it's a very interesting show. I'll be there on Sunday. It's taking place at the Wayne Police Athletic League. It's called the Mechanical Music Extravaganza. Lots of crank-up machines, lots of parts, lots of records, and lots of stuff to buy and see. Small admission is about $5, I think. So, hey, maybe I'll see you there. And if you're in the market for a phonograph, it's the place to go. So, let's continue now with this record. Mary, what do you do Sunday, Mary? Well, now we all know. Looking for old stinky record dudes. Sounded like Mary might be a little bit interested in wedding bells. Oh, yes, Mary. You can definitely marry some records at this show on Sunday, for sure. Okay, Let's continue now with another instrumental record. It's a tango. And here it is on a Victor record from 1923. You don't get a lot of tangos during this period. But here is Max Dolan's orchestra with a tune entitled My Old Love. Oh, some nice castanets there in that record, huh? Ooh, love castanets in phonograph records. Little wood block too. Good percussion. Good percussion. All right. Let's squeeze in a couple more records. We're going to now hear another dime store label from Samuel's Music Masters on the Banner label from 1922. This record is called Tomorrow.
Thank you. the water table. Pick it up, Bill, for the rest of the table. I know tomorrow a pair of loving arms will hold me and fold me as of yore. Somehow I just can't wait for it to rain. I'll hop right in the narrow lane and be inviting the whole market tomorrow.
Tomorrow, tomorrow. Yeah, yeah, it's all going to happen tomorrow. Well, you know what? You never get to tomorrow. Because when you get to tomorrow, there's the day after tomorrow. You get to tomorrow, it's today. So there's no tomorrow. You'll feel good tomorrow. You got to feel good now. Tomorrow. It never comes. Yeah, I once went to a place that said free beer tomorrow. And so I was like, all right. I came back the next day, and the sign still said free beer tomorrow. And I went back the next day, and it still said free beer tomorrow. And I said, what about the free beer? They said tomorrow. I gave up at that point. Well, listen, folks, that's going to about do it for this edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. Of course, I'll be back next week with more records. And you can always find me on the WFMU archives. I understand there's a little web maintenance going on tonight, so we weren't able to do our regular postings in our playlist comments. Feel free to fill that in later. And you can always find me on the Instagram. My Instagram handle is PhonographDJMac. I'm always posting phonograph-oriented stuff on my Instagram feed, PhonographDJMac. And I have a web page on Facebook, which is called Antique Phonograph Enthusiasts, where there are lots of us dudes and some ladies talking about records, posting pictures of records. It's a place for amateurs and experts to talk about gramophones, phonographs, and shellac. So, folks, I'm going to leave you with a tune entitled What a Blue-Eyed Baby You Are on the Gennett label from 1925. This is Harry Lindman and his Crystal Palace Orchestra. So until next time, folks, this is your host, Mac, of the Antique Phonograph Music Program, saying nighty-night, everybody. Thank you. Hey, this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Anyway, you get it. It goes on from there. Hello. How are you? I'm incredible. Hello, and what I meant to say was hello and welcome to the goddamn Dave Hill Show. With me, Dave Hill, the pride of Cleveland, Baboon Heart recipient, and your captain for the next 3 hours of gravity-defying, pants-soiling radio here on WFMU Radio in the heart of Jersey City, land of dreams. We have an incredible show for you tonight. I've just returned from Australia. I'm going to talk about that for probably 2.5 hours straight, if I can keep it tight. But aside from that, I'm going to tell you all sorts of things of great importance. Tonight on the show, Mr. Gavin McGinnis, founder of Vice Magazine, and currently the editor of Street Carnage, and so many more. He's a Canadian. He's an author. So many more. That's just the tip of the iceberg. We're gonna cover a lot of topics of great importance. Musical guest Patrick Salt Ryan is supposed to be coming, in theory, though I don't know. I texted with him earlier. That's all I know. If you want to tweet at me, which would be great, everyone's really been getting into it, everyone in North America and beyond, My Twitter handle is Mr. Dave Hill, at Mr. Dave Hill. That's at Mr. Dave Hill. Tweet at me if you have something really important to communicate with me that you would like to do it via Twitter. But there's other means that I'm going to get to. For example, my lovely and talented secretary, Ms. Shayna Feinberg, is in the house tonight operating the phones like a mofo. Give her a call at 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. My new thing is repeating the phone number so people call. So if you've picked up on that, call, because that would be great. I'm just going to stare. I mean, you don't have to call this second, but you see my point. I'll bring it up again a lot. What else? Oh, the chat room at WFMU.org, which is, I think, working. Yeah, it's totally working. It's back. It's totally working. I'm chatting now. Not now, but in a second I'm going to chat something really important. Anyway, those are the various means by which you can interact with me, Dave Hill, mentioned earlier, and other listeners of the program. Oh, let's make up a hashtag. The hashtag for this show is Dave Hill WFMU. I'm going to play some more sweet riffs, I think. One of these days, I'm going to learn that whole song, and everyone's going to have a seizure. Speaking of annoying singing, on the way out here, I was taking the PATH train. It's a reputable train that wends its way through New Jersey and Manhattan. I don't think anywhere else. But anyway, I was taking it out here, and I get on the train. And as I mentioned, I just got back from Australia last night, so I've been up since 3:30 this morning with jet lag. To my body, it's like Wednesday afternoon, basically, and I'm hallucinating out of my mind. I probably won't even remember being here tonight. That's how bad my jet lag is. Anyway, so I get on the train, and this girl, I have my headphones on, you know, listening to my jams a little bit at a reasonable volume, which most people don't, but I do because I care about people. But I'm listening to my jams quietly. And this woman is, I noticed, like, singing along with her headphones, like, and the way I look at her, and at first I'm thinking, like, she's mentally, I don't know what, mentally handicapped or mentally challenged. I don't know whatever they're calling it these days. So I'm like, all right, whatever. And then I pay a little more attention to her, and then I think, I don't think she's